Groundbreaking marks a historic milestone for DHR Health's Behavioral Hospital in Far. Mega Doctor News by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Far, Texas, on November 12, 2024, witnessed a one-of-a-kind event as DHR Health, in partnership with the city and state officials, broke ground on a new behavioral hospital. This historic occasion brought together leaders from the medical, political, and community spheres to mark a significant step forward in addressing mental health care needs throughout the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. The ceremony opened with a captivating performance by the Los Melozos del Norte Mariachi Group from PSJA North Early College High School, directed by Mary Echevarria, assisted by Michael Barrera, and supported by Principal Lisa Diaz. Their uplifting music set a celebratory tone for the groundbreaking. The audience, led by the event's co-hosts, Marissa Castaneda, Senior Executive Vice President for DHR Health, and Yuri Gonzalez, News Director and Public Information Officer for the City of Far, expressed their gratitude with applause. "This morning, we are here to mark a major milestone, a very meaningful step toward addressing mental health needs, not only here in the Rio Grande Valley but throughout the state of Texas," Castaneda emphasized in her opening remarks. "We are thrilled to have you with us today." The event saw extensive representation from regional and state leaders. Mayor Dr. Ambrosio Hernandez of Far expressed his gratitude and commitment to the project. "Welcome to the great city of Far. The reason the city of Far chose to jump in on it is we saw a great opportunity. We saw the fact that we have a lot of things in common with DHR." He elaborated on the collaborative nature of the project, reflecting on past initiatives where Far and DHR worked hand in hand. "Whenever you do things that are different, you open yourself up to criticism, but it's because they don't have the fortitude or the ability or the sight to do it and take risks for the better of the community," Hernandez remarked, underlining the city's innovative approach. In recognition of state support, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who played a leading role in securing legislative funding for behavioral health infrastructure, was acknowledged alongside Senators Juan, Chuy, Hinojosa and Morgan La Mancha. Senator Brandon Creighton praised the project, saying, "It's just such a blessing and a privilege to be a part of this ceremony with you. My friend Senator Hinojosa and I deeply understand how education and healthcare are inextricably linked together." Senator Hinojosa reflected on the broader state commitment to mental health. "Behavioral health, mental health has been one of our main priorities. This is $2.1 billion. But we appropriated over $12 billion for mental health across the board. We stand committed to ensuring our citizens, communities, and families have the proper health care they need." Dr. Carlos Cardenas, DHR Health Chairman of the Board, highlighted the day's significance, noting, "We as physicians are trained to heal and treat patients. Today, we stand at a crossroads. DHR Health has been at the forefront of transforming healthcare in South Texas. The mission of DHR Health to improve mental health access and care was further championed by Vanessa Vale Seams, Vice President of Behavioral Health Services. Today marks a pivotal moment in our commitment to mental health care, a moment where a promise meets action," she stated. "We aspire to continue expanding our reach, impacting the lives of individuals suffering from mental illness across our community." The collaboration between DHR Health and local organizations has been a cornerstone of the new facility's development. Terry Crocker, CEO of Tropical Texas Behavioral Health, emphasized, "This new facility will dramatically change the behavioral healthcare field landscape for the better. It will serve as an anchor to those we are educating and training locally." Dr. Delisa Guadarrama, Medical Director of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at DHR Health, spoke passionately about reducing stigma and improving mental health care access. "For far too long, mental health has been shrouded by stigma or misunderstanding. This hospital is a promise to provide comprehensive, compassionate care for every individual who needs our help." Vision for the future. Dr. Manish Singh, CEO of DHR Health, encapsulated the broader vision of the hospital's impact on the community. "DHR is a vision, but DHR at Far is a destiny. It's a commitment, and it's the future," he stated, acknowledging the ongoing collaboration between DHR, the City of FAR, and state leaders. The ceremony concluded with the official groundbreaking, symbolizing the beginning of a new era in mental health care for the region. Marissa Castaneda said, "Together, let's mark this historic moment as we take the first steps toward a healthier, stronger community." This ceremony highlighted a shared commitment to transforming mental health care in Texas, paving the way for a facility that will provide hope, healing, and innovation for countless individuals and families. With support from leaders and community members alike, the DHR Health Behavioral Hospital represents a decisive step forward in addressing the critical needs of the Rio Grande Valley and beyond. Overview: DHR Health has received an $85 million grant from the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, HHSC, as part of the state's Mental Health Inpatient Facility Grant Program. This funding is part of a broader effort by the 88th Texas Legislature to invest $2.1 billion in expanding behavioral health services throughout Texas. Facility specifications. Location: 4800 North Jackson Road, FAR. Texas. Facility size: 161,000 square feet. Total capacity: 184 beds, including expansion from DHR Health's existing 87-bed inpatient facility services. The facility will cater to pediatric, adolescent, adult, and geriatric patients, including state civil and forensic patients, and will also offer intensive outpatient therapy programs. Construction and timeline. Start of construction. Groundbreaking has taken place. Projected completion: summer 2026. Land acquisition. The land for the new hospital campus was obtained from the City of FAR through a competitive solicitation for proposals, SFP, and a sealed bid process. Economic and community benefits. The development of this facility will not only expand healthcare access but also stimulate the local economy and create new jobs, marking a significant advancement for FAR's healthcare landscape. It represents the first hospital in FAR and underscores a solid commitment to improving mental health care in the region.